Is change of zone number 1986 JKJ Properties LLC.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 1.22 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Johnson Road, which is Sussex County Route 207, approximately 0.12 mile east of DuPont Boulevard, which is Route 113. The 911 address is 18017 and 18033 Johnson Road, Lincoln. And the tax parcel ID is District 130, Map 6, Parcel 115.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet. We have a copy of the boundary survey for the property. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan. We also have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. And I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, so we thank you. And the chair recognizes Mr. Davidson.
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Mark Davidson, principal land planner with Pannoni Associates, located just outside of Milton, Delaware. I'm here tonight, or today, representing the application for JKJ Properties LLC. With me is the managing member, Mr. Jim Weller. You may know Mr. Weller. He's the owner of Weller Utility Trailers outside of Bridgeville, Delaware. He's also the host of Weller Does Delmarva on 105.9 News Talk. This is an application to grant a rezoning of lands in an AR1 agricultural residential district located on 1.22 acres, more or less, in the Cedar Creek 100, located on the north side of Johnson Road, which is Sussex County Road 207, and it's approximately 300 feet east of DuPont Boulevard, which is US 113. We are asking for the rezoning to C2 medium commercial zoning. This property was purchased by Mr. Weller on November 5th, 2021. Another interesting fact that Mr. Weller told me that, just today was he purchased his first property. He owns the properties also out front here on Route 1. Or on Route 113, and he purchased that first piece of property out there when he was 16 years old. He had been working on that property since he was 9. And then he bought the corner property. So that's this property here that he purchased when he was 16, and then he bought this corner property here later on, and now this is the property just behind that commercial property that we're, is the subject of today's application. So the properties are bordered on the south by Johnson Road, which is a major collector road. It's on, bordered on the north by some AR1 lands, and on the east side by some AR1 lands. And of course, I just explained that he owns the property on the west side, which is all zoned C1 general commercial, currently having the Stokely Materials site on that corner piece of property. In Ordinance 2550, Sussex County Council desired to create a more specific C2 medium commercial zoning district with smaller, more related uses within the district to promote better planning and predictability within Sussex County. The purpose of the C2 medium commercial district is to support uses that include retail sales, performance, and consumer services. It permits a variety of retail, professional, and service businesses. The district shall be primarily located near arterial and along collector streets, and it accommodates community commercial uses that that do not have outside storage or sales. So the granting of this application to C2 commercial will allow Mr. Weller to expand his existing commercial located on US 113 to continue his business plan to create quality commercial flex space that will focus on customers from the nearby and existing future communities. In the property's present state, Mr. Weller anticipates being able to lease the property to small contractors, plumbers, electricians, and the like to utilize the existing buildings in the property for offices and inside storage. Right now, the property is being leased as residential properties. There's two addresses for the property, so there's two actual single-family dwellings on the property, and there's storage buildings in the back as well. So Mr. Weller, his plan is to, if he grant favor or he gets favor to be able to rezone this property to C2, he could see that smaller contractors would like to utilize this property along with those storage buildings in the back. This property is in the vicinity of other commercial zone property and uses, and we feel that it will not diminish or impair property values within the neighborhood, will not create a public nuisance, or result in an increase in public expenditures. The 2019 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, the areas proposed for this rezoning is identified as low density. And it's adjacent to the commercial land use areas, as well as it's adjacent to other developing areas as well. The Sussex plan suggests that each application should be reviewed on its own merit and does not have a negative impact on the surrounding area or the county in general. So as I stated before, Mr. Weller does own the adjacent properties, which currently has the Stokely Materials and the Bean Attic Retail and Antique Shop located on those properties. The property is in the area that has traditionally been used for both commercial and industrial uses. As you will see here on the zoning map here, up on the upper left-hand corner, all this gray here is the zoned industrial, which is the location of the Fitzgerald Auto Salvage Yards. And then you can see all the other commercial. There's a B1 property directly across the street here. And then down here on the conditional use map here, this area here directly catty-cornered to this property here is an auto repair shop, and it does have a conditional use on that property. Although the town of Lincoln is not incorporated, this property is part of the community of Lincoln, being just west of the town center of Lincoln. As I stated before, this property is located on a major collector road according to DLDOT's highway functional classification. Additional right-of-ways and easements will be dedicated as such during the final planning of the property, and DLDOT did not require a traffic impact study at this time. The focus for the retail and office uses in the low-density area is to provide convenience goods and services to the nearby residences. And as I stated, this is just west of the town center for Lincoln. Since the comprehensive plan is a guide for the future use of land, the county's official zoning map must be consistent with the uses and intensities of uses provided in the future land use plan. Table 4.5-2 is provided as a tool for assisting. And under the low density, C2 medium commercial is an applicable zoning district within a low density area. The 2020 strategies for state policies and spending has this as a investment level 3. And as I stated before, it's not a standalone commercial property. It is adjacent to other properties owned by Mr. Weller. Just for some housekeeping, there are no wetlands on the subject properties. The properties are located in a flood zone X. No historical natural features on the property. Stormwater will be on site and use all best management practices and will meet the minimum state requirements for stormwater management. Until central sewer is located in the Lincoln area, this site will utilize an on-site sanitary sewer system within the property. The wells on the property will be all permitted by Denerec at this time. And the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning ordinance, being located in an appropriate location, meaning the purpose of this district and the future land use plan strategies and objectives of the comprehensive plan that promotes the growth and development through community design, mobility, utilities, transportation, and economic development in an area where general mixture of commercial and service activity now exists, which is essential and desirable for the general convenience, orderly growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. And with that, that is my presentation of this application. And Mr. Weller and myself are here to answer any questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. And we'll see if anybody on the commission has any questions for you. Let's see. I think we're going to start with you.
Yeah, I'm familiar with this property. I mean, I used to drive past it every day. Actually, I don't have any questions other than just out of curiosity. Is somebody living in those dwellings now?
Yes, they are.
And if we go C2, can they stay in those properties or do they have to get out?
Well, I believe they would have to, they cannot use the properties as the as residential. So that's why I stated that Mr. Weller's looking to seek to put in some of those smaller contractors with, because of the two buildings that are out front, along with the dwellings and the storage buildings in the back, it makes it ideal for that smaller contractor to use.
Gotcha. All right. Nope, that's it.
Okay. Mr. Wingate?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Mr. Mears?
No questions. Ideal location, right by Stokely Materials.
Okay. Mr. Bass? Okay. Mr. Whitehouse?
None for me. Thank you.
Counselor?
None for me. Thanks.
All right. Well, I have no questions as well. Thank you. Mr. Davidson, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1968 JKJ Properties LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1968? Operator, is there anyone standing by electronically who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to change of zone number 1986?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. We have a caller on the line. Caller, your line is open.
Good afternoon. My name is Iris Payne, and I live in the area that is under discussion. And my concern is that if the rezoning goes through, that this will increase the amount of traffic that is already in our area that we have seen happen because of the, you know, the hospital now being located close to us. So I just have concerns that this would just increase, traffic that is already on Johnson Road in our residential area. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Operator, is there anyone else standing by who would like to speak?
If there is anyone else on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there is currently no one else who wishes to speak.
All right. Thank you, operator. Commissioners, any further questions?
Thank you.
All right. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening and see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.